White House on Thursday about possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East. It is not clear if the White House will approve of sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces. Some analysts say there is a fear that the current administration is not thinking about the impact of a proposed troop buildup. Here's the head of the think tank U.S. and America's program at the Chatham House, Dr. Leslie Vinjamori.
The issue that many of us have and that many in Congress have is that it's not clear that this administration is thinking pragmatically and rationally about the consequences of this action. It's very much on the front foot without having a very clear strategic perspective.
Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since President Donald Trump announced his decision to try to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. The president of India's opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, said he had lost his own parliament seat in a family borough in a northern state in the biggest upset of the election on Thursday. This as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party claimed it won re-election with a commanding lead in the vote count. Here's Gandhi.
Today is not the day for me to go into the details of this mandate. Today is the day that a new Prime Minister has been elected, and today is the day to wish him all the best and to hopefully he will look after the interest of this country. Thank you very much.
Political analysts see the polling as a massive vote of confidence in Modi's leadership. The popular but polarizing Hindu nationalist leader, whose blistering campaign successfully overcame concerns about a patchy economic record during his 5 years. President Trump continues to spar with congressional Democrats Thursday, a day after walking out of a